Blog Talk Radio.
The Centrist from Blog Talk Radio. You can find me on here in Blog Talk Radio. You can also find me on YouTube, Frodo Vault Traders on YouTube. What's that? Or you can find me on Facebook, Fernando C. West. I don't know why you want to find me, but yeah, whatever. Go do it. Anyway, tonight we're going to be talking about, once again, it's Monday night, so we talk about health and nutrition on Monday night with my co-host, actually, Dawn, Lady D.
Hello.
That's right. As you know, you guys, I don't know if you guys are avid listeners, you guys are listening. Before we start our health talk, we always put out, you know, the FDA warning over there. The products that you're about to hear and all the recommendations and all that are not FDA approved, so we're not saying it's going to cure, cancers or any disease or anything like that. So talk to your doctor for any ailments or anything like that. And, right?
Do you think? Right. And when you ask your doctor if you want to take any nutritional supplements, don't ask them, can I take this? You should say, is there anything in here that will harm me? If any of the products that are mentioned are exclusive products, found at Shapaly.com, Shopaly.com, then you can go ahead and take a look at the ingredients. You can print it off. You can actually screenshot it or show your doctor what the ingredients are. When you ask your doctor, is there anything in here that will harm me, they should know your medical records, especially if they've been a long-time doctor, and they should need to take a look at those ingredients to be able to tell you if it will harm you. Most of the things that are in our products are found naturally in food. However, they're more concentrated, and a lot of our exclusive nutritional supplements are in an isotonic form, which means that they're more absorbable by your body.
All right. So we're going to be talking about the eating habits. There's a lot of eating habits out there that are hurting your sleep, according to the doctor. You're going to find this article is actually on MSN.com. MSN.com. It's actually 9 eating habits that are hurting your sleep, according to the doctor. So we can go through that. You know, we have about 30 minutes in the show that we're going to talk about. And let's go with it one by one. So, and one is, guess what it is? Guess what it is?
Coffee?
You're eating large meals within 3 to 4 hours of bedtime. Now, again, doctor says this, okay? Not me. I'm not saying this. What you're doing is bad. The doctor's saying that this is bad. But which is, I'm not saying I'm innocent or anything like that. I'm bad habits. I mean, once in a while I fall into that category, eating like large meals within 3 to 4 hours before bedtime. Sometimes I eat and then I fall asleep. It's a bad thing.
Yeah, that's right.
And they said that eating can increase your core body temperature, and you expend energy eating, though it's minimal when you eat. They said a normal person may take 2 to 3 hours to digest all their food. So grandma's advice to not to go to bed with a full stomach's probably correct. But then again, if you're not able to digest anyway, you know, it's not going to help you. I mean, 2 to 3 hours. I mean, that's if you have a good digestive
system. Yeah.
Right. What if like you over, I don't know. Well, and not about age, because I'm pretty sure there's some people out there, you know, right around 60s that can digest some rocks. Some rocks. Eat some rocks. Anyway, no. So I mean, a 20-year-old with a bad digestive system will not be able to digest the food before they go to bed.
Right.
Right. So now, digestive enzyme, we have the digestive enzyme that you can find at Chipotle.com.
That's right.
That should help you digest your food.
Yes.
You know, I'm not saying he's going to digest it 2 to 3 hours.
Right.
But it will help you digest your food, and so you can, you know, benefit from the food that you're eating.
Yes, that's right, to be able to absorb the nutrients that are in the food.
Right. So,
I mean, isn't that why you're eating normally? It's like because you want the nutrients, but sometimes people eat just because they want to eat.
Right. So, the doctor is saying, just suggesting that don't eat heavy meals 2 to 3 hours before going to bed. So you can still eat snacks. Those are just, you know, recommendations.
Yeah. Yeah, it's better.
So anyway, number two, you eat spicy foods around bedtime. They said it turns out that spicy foods can not only wake you up at night, but they can also cause what they call arousal from sleep, where your brain wakes up and you shift from a deeper sleep to lighter sleep. So it's kind of a. Yeah. And sometimes people who consume very spicy food will have unstable sleep and experience a light sleep with many arousals. That's what the professor was saying. Now, my point is, there's a lot of people eating spicy food in Mexico.
Yeah.
In India.
Right.
You know, and I'm pretty sure they eat spicy food before their bedtime.
Yeah, I would think so, unless they have a rule. But I mean, like, I think probably wherever you go, if people have access to food, they're going to eat before they go to bed, because what about if they're working all day and all they have is, like, they're so exhausted, but they know they need to give their body fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, psychologically, they're like, I need to eat because this is what I need to do. They have access to food, they eat, and then 30 minutes later, because they're so exhausted, they go to sleep.
Exactly. And also, it's like the thing that wakes you up at night is called the acid reflux, right?
That would, yeah.
So, I go back to the digestive enzyme or aloe. So it gives you
aloe is really good because it also gives you energy, you know?
Right. So, extreme aloe. Or you can.
Did you say extreme aloe?
What is that? Ultimate aloe. Ultimate aloe. You can find that on Chipotle.com. You can get those. Also, the digestive enzyme again, Chipotle.com. So, you know, stay away from it if you have bad acid reflux. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely, because you don't want that coming up.
Right. So, now, number three is you drink caffeine after lunch. After lunch. And caffeine and coffee are good in the morning and also good in mid-afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they said try to avoid caffeine after lunch. Caffeine is a drug that counteracts a chemical in the brain called adenosine, which is a compound that accumulates as you become sleepy during the day. In the morning, it's okay to take caffeine, they said. At night, it's not okay. So it's because it blocked the effect of adenosine and make it more difficult to fall asleep. So, I mean, caffeine wakes you up. And isn't that like...
Well, I don't know about this study that they have right here. I mean, some people, this is MSN, for example, you know. I don't know what kind of study this is. There's also other scientific studies that says that coffee can actually help you to get a deeper sleep. I don't know. Maybe that's before you take your nap time or your siesta. But some people are more caffeine sensitive than others. In fact, there's some people that caffeine does the opposite, makes them tired.
Huh.
You know, like people that get immune to like drinking coffee. I've had that before happen to me. I've heard other people have that happen too. Like you drink coffee so much that it doesn't even wake you up. So you have to drink more, or like, you know, you have to actually take a break from drinking coffee
again,
so that you can get the benefit from the coffee of waking you up.
And again, the benefit, getting benefits from the coffee is moderation. So moderation
That's
is the key.
Right, yeah.
So if you're drinking, some people drink coffee, like maybe, you know, 12 to 20 cups a day.
That's
nonstop.
That's extreme.
That's a little extreme.
Yeah,
12, 10 cups a day. I mean, that's
That's a lot
extreme.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, with three Starbucks.
Right, because that's
four,
also like
Fenty.
A lot of acid probably
right.
too. You have an acid reflux.
Uh-huh. That's right. So moderation is the key. Number four, you eat chocolate close to bedtime.
I don't know about that. Because, we usually have like, we used to have tea time.
Yeah.
And that would be like, we would have a dark chocolate or chocolate bar, and then we would have tea. We would share the chocolate bar, have the tea, then we would go to bed. I mean, obviously, once again, this comes to like the caffeine sensitivity, because if you have a super caffeinated dark chocolate bar and you're caffeine sensitive, of course, you should stay away from that before bed.
Right. And the doctor, this is Dr. Krager, and they said, again, it goes into the caffeine on the chocolate. The moderation is key. It's not like you're going to eat half a
exactly.
pound of chocolate.
Exactly. Or even like a whole candy bar might
right.
be too much for some people.
Right.
Just like take a candy bar and divide it between 3 or 4 days,
Yeah, that's nothing wrong with that. But again, some people out there, drinking a gallon of coffee before they go to bed and drinking half a pound of chocolate.
No, I don't know about that, but that could cause like heart palpitations, I would imagine.
All right. So this one, number five, it says you eat foods that give you heartburn. That goes back to the spicy foods.
Yeah.
What gives you heartburn? Spicy
right.
food.
And
you
coffee
know?
Can,
or
too.
Acidic things, I think.
Yeah.
So they said avoid those that gives you heartburn. But then again, you go back to you're saying that, they're so tired from work and they need to get some sleep, but they need to go get some eat. They need to eat something, you know?
Yeah,
so, again, digestive enzyme.
Yeah.
It helps you digest the food.
Yeah.
You know? Well, after you eat, take the digestive enzyme
to
help you digest the food accordingly.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Number six, you're drinking the wrong tea. What is that? Miss
probably
on?
Drinking caffeinated tea, I would imagine.
Yeah. They said there aren't many specific foods that will help you sleep, but some foods can help more than others. Certain tea, like chamomile, have the capacity to calm you down and can have an anti-anxiety effect. They will relax you a little bit. As a result, it may help you go to sleep. In order to sleep, you need to be relaxed and quiet.
Once again, with
chamomile.
The chamomile, I think that that's a common, concept. I don't know, would conception be the same word? Because misconception would mean misunderstood. But, I think that's the common thing that they say chamomile. But actually, chamomile can have an effect on you to speed up, your heart rate. So you have to really pay attention to your body. That's what I would have to say.
Right.
Because, if you notice that when you have chamomile and you were having a hard time going to sleep before, but now you, feel, all jittery and anxious, then you should probably stay away from the chamomile.
Yeah, and also if you are having a hard time falling asleep, we do have what they call turndown.
Yeah.
Turndown, if you go to shapali.com and you type in turndown, T-U-R-N-D-O-W-N, that actually will help you fall asleep.
That one has the key ingredient of what's found in turkey, for Thanksgiving is L-tryptophan.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the key ingredients. It also has some other vitamins in here, but that's and magnesium. Magnesium can also help you to fall asleep. So if you are taking magnesium for your heart or you have headaches, then you're finding it's making you sleepy, then you should save maybe that supplementation for before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
So that way there it will help. So this turndown has a lot of ingredients. A couple of key ones is magnesium and the L-tryptophan.
Okay. So number seven, they said you think milk is a guaranteed sleep aid, but some people might find milk will help them. Although there isn't much research supporting the whatever they claim, but he says milk contains an amino acid called tryptophan, which can trigger melatonin production, and is why some people may think a warm glass of milk at night may help them sleep. So, milk?
I didn't know that milk had tryptophan in there. Now, I don't know if that's the same, because The one in the turndown found at Shapali.com has L-tryptophan. And that's also L-tryptophan is what's in turkey that makes you feel relaxed. That's why it's not necessarily you overate, but that you feel sleepy after you ate, you know, turkey. Like turkey, Thanksgiving turkey. I don't know about lunch meat turkey.
So they're saying it's, you know, maybe a warm glass of milk will help you fall asleep.
Because of the tryptophan.
I don't think it has a lot of tryptophan in there.
Right. According to this doctor, it says it's just because it makes you feel warm and fuzzy because of thinking about childhood and milk and cookies.
Mm-hmm. All right. So number 9, you use booze to help fall asleep. For the people out there drinking or drinks, you know, hard liquor to help them fall asleep.
Oh.
I mean, that's a... there's no specific recommendation for the amount of alcohol one can consume without having an effect on sleep quality, because each person is different. That's what
they're
saying.
That's right. Every person, like some people, when they drink wine, it makes them tired. Like people that get on an airplane, they're like, I want a glass of wine because it makes me tired. But there's some people that actually, when they drink wine, that they feel like running around the block. With just half a glass.
True.
So,
and,
you know, I wouldn't suggest that as an exercise routine.
And also, it's like sometimes, you know, an alcoholic will just say, hey, you know, 2 shots of vodka will help me fall asleep. That's just an excuse.
Oh, okay.
There's other ways to help you fall asleep.
Yeah.
You know, not just alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, number 9, we're going for a landing here. You're on medications that interferes with sleep. Yeah, so talk to your doctors about that. There's a lot of medication out there. Excuse me, I just sneezed. All right, so maybe something that you take medication for high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, etc. So in this case, again, it would be wise to consult your doctor or sleep physicians.
Yeah, especially like if you have high blood pressure, you're probably going to have. It would seem that you would have higher blood pressure because you cannot sleep.
Right.
You know?
So when you go to your doctor, ask him what is the safest or the, the natural way to help you fall asleep.
Yeah.
Right. So don't ask your doctor, hey, can you, you know, prescribe me something, sleeping pills or chloroform or something like that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that would be bad. So... get some sleep, guys. So this 9 eating habits that are hurting your sleep.
Yeah.
You know, if you learn something from us, from this podcast, well, thank you.
Yeah. That's our goal. That's why we're doing this, to inform people, you know,
right.
about health and nutrition. We're
not
expert, but we are actually, like, you know, learning, and we're trying to get the info out there.
Right. And also, I don't know if you noticed that we did not go live on Facebook or YouTube tonight. It just didn't have it. I don't know. Maybe someday. Maybe tomorrow. Next Monday. Yeah, next Monday, something like that.
Yeah.
But we'll do another. I want to do like at least 3 shows in like 1 week. You know, Monday, maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or something like that, and sometimes one in a weekend. So we'll do that. You know, but then again, you know, who knows? We'll see. Well, thank you for tuning in and being here with us. I know it's just a short time; it's only like 30 minutes or so. Well, not even 30 minutes, but because we got some stuff to do.
Good, that's right. We got
to
go eat
because,
you know, getting late.
It's getting late. We don't want to, we don't want a 3 hour thing before bedtime.
Maybe we should eat a smaller meal.
Yeah, we'll do. You do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks. Thank you for tuning in. Once again, this is Frodo the Centrist on Block Talk Radio. Have a nice night.
Have a good night, guys.